Hello everyone, my name is Ki and this is Metamorphoses. Last time a lot of birds were involved and the later god of medicine was born. This time Mercury shows that he really likes turning people to stone and a certain god disguised as a bull will start an interesting dynasty. This is Book 2, Episode 5. Stop turning people to stone, you're not Medusa. We continue with the adventures of Mercury this week. He has just turned someone into a stone for snitching, and now he flies away on his shoes with little wings. He goes to an area called Munichia, which is dear to the goddess Athena, that's the Greek equivalent of Minerva. This basically means Mercury's in Athens. When he flies over, there is a festival going on. Young unmarried girls bring a sacrifice to Minerva. I know what you're thinking, young unmarried girls, this will not go well. You're right, of course, this is mythology. The girls walk in a parade of sorts, and they have baskets with flower petals on their heads. Mercury keeps flying above the girls, and the way he's doing that is compared to a vulture circling above some sacrificial meat. In the middle of this parade of girls is one that catches everyone's eye. She is called Herse. Mercury also, of course, notices her. There we go again, people. At least Mercury has a sort of interesting reaction. He sees Herse and her beauty, and promptly catches on fire. Yes, you heard that right. He is on fire now. He shoots towards the sky, still on fucking fire, and eventually kind of calms down and returns to Earth. He does not disguise himself this time, because he, and I quote, believes in his charms. But even though he apparently believes in his charms, Mercury still takes some time to make sure his hair and clothes look good. Specifically, he makes sure the gold border on his toga is clearly visible. I assume this golden border signifies that he is a god, much like purple borders signified senatorial status in Rome. Mercury takes his staff, polishes his winged shoes, and goes in search of Herse. Herse lives in a palace, because if you haven't yet figured it out, she is a princess, like just about every single character in these stories. In the palace were three chambers, decorated with ivory and also turtle for some reason. The room on the right was Pandrosa's room, on the left lived Argloros, and Herse's room was the one in the middle. Argloros is the first to notice a strange man standing in the palace. She asks him his name and the reason for his coming, after which Mercury answers in a very poetic way as though he can't actually say his own name. He is the one who carries messages, Jupiter's son. Then he announces his, intentions and asks Argloros if she'd like to be the aunt to his child, and Mercury clarifies that he's here for Herse. Argloros decides she will help mediate between Mercury and Herse, but in return she wants gold as a reward. Now, I don't know if you remember, but we've actually seen Herse and her sisters before. Last episode, Minerva sent her sort of son, Erectonius, to three sisters. Those were these three sisters. The one that eventually looked inside the basket was Argloros. Minerva is watching these new proceedings and is probably facepalming. Argloros was not punished for looking inside the basket, but now she demands gold from a god. Minerva travels to the House of Jealousy, located in a very spooky valley. Minerva stands before the house but does not enter because she's not allowed to. It is not explained why Minerva can't enter the house. Perhaps it's too dangerous. If anyone knows anything, let me know. Minerva knocks on the door with her spear, don't know if that's relevant, maybe she can't even touch the house. The door opens and inside is Jealousy, who is eating snakes. Lovely. Minerva is kind of creeped out by the lady eating snakes. Jealousy herself is not bothered, drops the snakes, and slowly makes her way to the goddess at the door. Of course, Jealousy immediately becomes jealous of Minerva, it's in her nature. Jealousy does not look very good. She's very thin, pale, her teeth are bad, and Minerva is a perfect goddess. Minerva, though she does not want to be anywhere near Jealousy, commands her to go to Argloros and poison her with jealous emotion. And then Minerva gets the hell out of there. Jealousy is not happy, because she probably never is, but she goes to do Minerva's will. While walking to Athens, the grass under her feet becomes dead and brown. Eventually she reaches the palace where there is so much wealth, power and peace that nobody is crying. Jealousy is the one who has to cry here. Jealousy enters the bedroom of Argloros. Kind of creepy, poor girl sleeping. With her hands, Jealousy touches Aglaura's on the heart and fills her with poisonous jealousy towards her sister and towards the bond Mercury has with her sister, and lastly she makes her jealous of the god himself, who is of course beautiful. Aglaura's is pained with all these feelings. She feels terrible during the day, and at night she can't sleep. It's mentioned that the poison melts her like ice in sunlight, slowly. Aglaura's contemplates dying so she can stop seeing Hersey's happiness. She wants to tell their father of Hersey's affair with Mercury. Eventually, Aglaura's decides to wait in the entryway to Hersey's chamber until the god comes by. When Mercury eventually comes, she denies him access to Hersey's room. This is probably not a good idea, seeing as Mercury is a god. She's like, "You'll have to force me away," and then he's like, "Sure." He takes his staff and opens the door. Aglaura tries to stand up and block his way, but she can't. Stand up, that is. She feels very heavy, her knees are stiff, her blood stops streaming through her veins, her heart becomes cold, and she stops breathing. Mercury has turned her to stone. Must be one of his favourite tricks, seeing as just last episode he turned the old man to stone. Aglaura's is now a stone statue, black like the poison in her heart. After turning a girl to stone who had been made jealous by another deity because she wanted to make some money, Mercury leaves Athens and returns to the heavens. His father, Jupiter, welcomes him and asks him for his help. Mercury must go back to Earth and go to a place called Sidon. Jupiter asks Mercury, strangely, to send the bulls grazing in the fields there to the nearby beach. Quickly, Mercury sends the bulls to the beach where a princess often played with her friends. This princess is called Europa. Jupiter goes to Earth and does disguise himself. He turns into another bull and joins the herd. His hide is white as snow, his horns look like they were carved by human hands. Europa is mystified by this beautiful and peaceful bull. Europa's still a little scared to come close, but slowly she gains confidence and holds out some flowers for the bull. The bull licks her hands and jumps around the princess, rolling in the grass. Europa's fear disappears completely. She pets the bull and puts basically a flower crown on his horns. And then she climbs on his back. A mistake was made. Jupiter in bull form takes the girl into the sea and swims away. Europa, who presumably cannot swim very well, is terrified and watches as her homeland slowly disappears over the horizon behind her. And that was the end of book two. In the next episodes and the next book, we will continue the story of Europa and the interesting adventures of her brother, Cadmus. As always, you can find me on Twitter at metamorphosesk and on Tumblr at key-metamorphoses. Until next time, bye!